Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the future. Hey, find me a nice soft place to land. Hold up, I'm just a runway show, but I waited till my plane is my runway clothes. Cashmere sweat, they come out next year, but these my last year sweat. And my hoe's so sick, your new chick can't fuck with my old bitch. And you know this shit, I'm professional, they know this shit. I just may let you borrow this, this the blueprint, nigga, follow this. This what tomorrow is. Welcome to tomorrow, bitch.
Whatever you about to discover, we all bet. I just tell her you love her, we all bad. Always wanna fight in the club, and we all bad. But you can't bring that future chick back. Y'all are steady chasing the fame, and we all bad. Over time, clothes and change, we all bad. Niggas still making it rain, and we all bad. But you can't bring the future back.
Y'all need to get off me. Chris, we all bad. Tim's, we all bad. Friends, we all bad.
Yeah, we all bad. And you still on that? And we still making money, cause we still on that. Ain't black versus white, my nigga, we all bad. Please tell Bill O'Reilly to fall back. Tell Rush Limbaugh to get off my balls. In 2010, I 1864. Yeah, we come so far. So I drive around town, hard top in the saw. In my Tribeca loft with my highbrow. In my high yellow bra. In my Dodging Sense. And my best white mate. Say what's up to Chris. How's that for a mix? Got a black president. Got green president. Blueprints in my white iPod. Black diamonds in my Jesus piece. My God.
Whatever you about to discover, we all bad. You about to tell her you love her, we all bad. Always wanna fight in the club, and we all bad. But you can't bring that future back. Y'all are steady chasing the fame, and we all bad. Overtime clothes and change, we all bad. Niggas still making it rain, and we all bad. But you can't bring the future back.
Y'all need to get off me. Chris, we all bad. Tim's, we all bad. Friends, we all bad.
Yeah, we all bad. And you still on that. And you still making money, cause you
we'll be right back. Sanctuary Radio. First of all, I just want to say to everybody, it's good to be back online, man. It's good to be chopping it up with y'all, man. It's good to be back. Thank y'all so much for supporting me. Thank you to the people that believe in me and keep holding me down, man. I got to start off with my shout-outs to Gilroy East Coast Radio at gmail.com. Miss Monica Hughes, my friend, my partner, my confidant, I can't tell y'all everything, but let's just say she's a lot to me, and that's church. Got to put her out first and foremost for just doing what she do and holding Gilroy down. And for those of you who want to do advertising on Gilroy Radio, for those of you who want to do any type of promos on Gilroy Radio, for the independent artists that want their music played on Gilroy Radio, you must send an email to Monica Hughes, guys, at Gilroy East Coast Radio. That's GILROYEASTCOAST. I got my GED, y'all. RADIO Radio at gmail.com. Hey, man, I'm just having a good time today. Y'all know how I do it. My lines are lit up. They have never been this lit before in the existence of the show, y'all. I got 5 callers right online. I was going to try to go to music and talk to these people, but it seems like y'all want to have. Y'all miss me. That's what I see. Y'all miss Gilroy. So let me go ahead and shout out Gilroy West Coast. That's Sophia Reed. Let me shout out my homegirl, Carla B. with EOTM. And I just want to say to the whole family, all y'all out there that's been supporting me, I know for those of you who are following me on Facebook, Twitter, TreyLove.tv, y'all see, man, God has blessed once again, y'all. Y'all know I be on the grind, y'all. I got 2 major films in the works right now, y'all. And to top it off, y'all, I'm going to just say one name, and you Google this, brother. I have done 2 movies with this man. This man has respected me, see where I'm going, and I ran into the brother, and he's getting ready to put funding behind me. Ladies and gentlemen, your boy, Trey Love, is going to be producing a Greg Carter film. Let me say that one more time. Producing, starring in, co-directing in a Greg Carter film. If you think I'm a chump, Google that man's name. And all I'm going to say is, F with me if you think I'm playing. So to all y'all actors out there in L.A., all y'all comics, my friends and whatnot, the ones that consider me a friend that want to get down, I ain't going to promise a part to everybody because I can't do that. But at the same time, I do promise you if you're talented and you come through and the projects are cast properly, know that we are doing this professional and we're going to make something happen, y'all. That's what I'm about, is making things happen. And my lines are proving right now that I'm making something happen because this is record-breaking. I got 5 callers live on Gilroy Radio. All I'm finna do, y'all, is open up the lines. Hold on. All right, all right, all right, everybody. All right, we got 5 callers on Gilroy, baby. I got 903-948. Where you calling from? Who are you? Where you calling from?
This is Deborah, your sister from Texas, and your nephew, Marcus.
My boys, all right, my people down there in Texas, 909-749. Who are you? Where you calling from?
That's Mocha D. I'm calling from Cali, baby. What's up, family?
Mocha D. Oh, my God. Y'all don't know how I feel. Everybody crying. I got everybody on here. 562-818-3307. I mean, damn, I gave out your whole number. 562-818. Who is this? I'm sorry, I gave out your whole number.
Yo, Trey Love, man. You know what it is, man. This your boy Jeremiah, man. Stop playing.
Man,
you know what it is.
Look at that. Look at all that love, man. This is, like, terrifying right now. The 4th call is 310-355-1399. Who is this? Who else? Who is this showing love on Trey Love on Gilroy Radio? 310.
Hey, sweetie, it's Shaquise. How are you?
Showing love, Shaquise online. And also, we got I think I know who this is. We got 310-663 on the line showing love. Is that the community lawyer?
Yes, yeah. This is Virginia Clark with us.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, live on Gilroy Radio. You know what I realized? I got to leave y'all sometimes because what I'm seeing is sometimes I be on here just talking to myself. But when I leave for a little bit, I got 5 people live online. We have broke records. We got to clap. Y'all, everybody where you at, clap for Gilroy Radio, baby. We got all 5 lines wide open. You know what? Since we got all 5 lines open, I got to do this, man. I got to do this. Y'all know what I'm going to do? Y'all know what I'm going to do, right? Trey, straight up. This is straight up Trey Love Fast, and this for y'all.
That's right.
Love it.
L.A., Vegas, connect, baby.
I'm gonna rock her.
my name. Here what game is my claim to fame. Going mine, you do the same. Show up, show out, show no shame. It's all enough for everybody. Get up, get down, and on the party. Big Bacardi, let's get naughty. Big fun, coast to coast, L.A. shawty. ATL, M.I.A., can't forget. Shoutown, baby, anyway. This beat is sick, grab a chick. Take her pick, if she sexy, give her it. I'm a rock.
I'm in the club, got some bottles from Straight Love.
I'm a rocker, Dre. You know you sing on this beat, right? She's my way, she like my style. Order a shot for honey child. Meanwhile, I take a drink, then I think to the telly, rub my belly, put your number in my belly. Grab a hand, say let's go, cause you know I got a show. You gave me some, but I won't hold. Make your body shake and quiver. Good love in, I deliver. Mirror, can I make it any clearer? Bring your sexy over here. She my friend, but I ain't with her. Don't you worry, you just hurry. Got a max so I can bear it. Me into you, that's how I do. In a few, I pursue, I think Trey love you.
Damn, what?
Just a thought, maybe fact, maybe fiction. Right now, I'm on a mission, like a fighter with bad intentions. Did I mention?
I'm a rocker.
In the club, I'm from Trey love.
Let's get kinky, I got lube. Don't be cruel, act all shrewd. Are you hungry?
Are you
I got food. Let me touch you, let me hold you. Take a piece so I can show you what I can do in the bed. I am a king, like a master. Want me slow, want me fast. It doesn't matter, your wish is my goal. I will shock your soul. Bust hard like a revolver. In bed, the problem solver. Like a crackhead, I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
Y'all better pay attention, baby. It's the LA Vegas Connect, you heard me? Hit Works Entertainment. Hear what? Straight Love Hot Single dropping right now, y'all. I'ma rock her. Yeah. We gonna take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gonna rock.
Take it home, baby.
Man, my name is Trey Love. You are on Gilray Radio, and everything coming through my speakers right now is love. Y'all, I got five lines that I am allowed to have, and right now today we just broke a record on Gilray Radio. All five lines are lit up. We're going to have a free fall. I'm letting everybody just run it today. This is y'all's show. What's happening, everybody? All my people, what's going on out there?
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up?
Don't get light skinned now. Let's talk. How y'all doing?
Hey,
what's happening?
Hey, Trey, right? Look, hey, I just wanted to let you know, man. That song right there is knocking like Jehovah's Witnesses. You feel me? So you're all
you know what I mean? Oh, my God. That was beautiful. Did y'all hear that, y'all? I'm loving it. Hey, y'all, I'm knocking out Jehovah. Oh, God, that was beautiful, man.
Peeking out through the windows and stuff.
Yeah. You know, what I like about it, y'all, I'm going to tell you what my plan was making that song, y'all. I'm going to just tell you. First of all, I got to shout out Hit Works Entertainment in Vegas, man, for putting that track together for me and also producing and everything. You know, having a good time doing that. Let me tell y'all how that came about. Like, I've been saying for a long time, you know, people hit me, like, flow on the side of it, hit me sing, like, man, you should do something. And I'm going to tell you, I dream to do it. But for those of you who are in the business, and I know Jeremiah's in the business, Mocha D knows about the business, pretty much the most of y'all, and even something like what Atheria does, you know, she's an attorney, so she being an independent artist, so to speak, no matter what you're doing, when you're out here on the grind and you're depending on gleaning so much for your money and hustling like we do, you know, we take every opportunity, like, hey, we got to get serious, you know, because we on our grind and getting our money. Anyway, long story short, y'all, I wanted to put something come together. And see, me being a father, I know that my children are watching what I do. You know what I'm saying? And that's something as a man, as an example. Yeah, I do my little cussing, y'all, and, you know, I ain't no punk. I'm a renegade and all that. But at the same time, what I really do is I'm mindful of the fact that, okay, I wanted to put a song out that my 16-year-old daughters could take to their school, you understand what I'm saying, with their friends, and be like, yo, this is my dad. So when I put my music out there, I'm just letting everybody know. I'm not putting music out there to represent something I'm not, and I'm not putting music out there to try to push something just to per se make a dollar. I love gangster music. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I be vibing on gangster music. That's the music I love. But the music that Trey Love is going to put out for himself as an artist is going to be music that I can give to my girls, and I can feel comfortable. I want them to hear some of the stuff and go, oh, Daddy, you need to stop. I don't want my girls to be like, oh, my God. You understand what I'm saying? So I just wanted to put that out to the family, y'all.
Straight up show and tell, huh? I can dig it, Daddy-o. I can dig it. You feel me? Hey, Daddy-o, I just want to let you know, man, hey, I see you definitely doing your thing. You feel me? And, you know, definitely I'm going to try to hold you down like liquor on an empty stomach. You figure, tell me? So, you know what I mean? We're going to just try to keep it pushing like elevator buttons, Daddy-o. And, you know, I'll see you at the Grammys, my boy. You dig?
For sure, man. And you know what, Jeremiah, what I want to tell you, brother, is I really appreciate, even from when we did that film with Big Rude Films, man, you know, the film. What's that? What's the name of the film again?
It was called Bar Exam.
Bar Exam, yeah, Bar Exam. Myself, you... What's that gentleman's name? Sam from was in. What's the name of that flick? Sam was in on BET.
No. That was it JT and Sam? They both were.
Yeah, JT was on College Hill. I want to shout JT out, y'all. College Hill. Y'all pay attention to that brother, man. He's a fire as a rapper, great actor, man. You know what I'm saying? Young entertainer, man. Got it cracking, man. Y'all make sure y'all pay attention. Be on the lookout for JT. He's in that film as well. The Bar Exam. I'm trying to think. Sam. I know Sam was on Hell Date. But, yeah, man, y'all really, I mean, I just want to say to the family, man, I hope y'all paying attention to what's going on, man, because if you really listen to the conversations that are happening, y'all pay attention to what your boy putting out on Facebook. Everybody we're working with has been on television already. And for those of you who believe and believe in yourself, believe in God, and are with me and believe in me and praying for me, what I promise you is I'm gonna show the family, and this I put this out there, and I put this on my word. Everything I'm going to do, y'all, I'm going to show y'all, family. I'm going to show y'all the brother that came from nowhere and nothing, and I'm going to go to that next level. And you know what? Just like Barack Obama becoming president, I'm going to show y'all how a young brother that was on Skid Row is going to be. Bro, when you said the Grammys, see, I'm going to tell people something. I'm saying this to the whole family right now, to the world. I want y'all to understand something. When I be saying I'm going to be at the Oscars, I'm really going to be at the Oscars. When I say I'm going to be at the Grammys, I'm going to be at the Grammys. It's not like, for me, and I don't see it as, like, honestly, I do see it as a feat, but I don't see it as something like that. So, oh, my God, no, because I've set in my mind, in my soul, in my destiny, in my universe that this is what I'm going to do. And you know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to swindle nobody, family. I'm not going to hurt nobody. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not going to cheat nobody. I'm not going to take advantage of nobody on my way. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to treat everybody with love, affection, care. I'm going to praise you, and I'm going to tell you to the people that may have an issue with the way I do things, hey, look, this is my life. So you stay in your lane, I'm going to stay in mine, and I'm going to respect you, but I ask that you respect me as well, because you know one thing Trey ain't going to do? No matter what he do, as long as I'm breathing air, I want the family to know I'm going to be pushing every day. Y'all can depend on me for that, and that's church. Now let me hear my ladies say something, Jeremiah. Give my ladies a minute to come through and holler at their boy. How y'all been, ladies? What's up? We ain't got but an hour. Talk to me.
You know, this is Mocha D, man. Let me be the first one to tell you how proud I am of you. And you know what's so tripped out, Trey? Is when I was listening to that song and you threw me for a second because you're so goddamn funny. I'm trying to listen to these lyrics and take it seriously, you know, and get the attention to you with that aspect. But you're so funny. You remind me of, like, Jamie Foxx. You know what I'm saying? He's so funny that when he's bust out with a love song or something, and you like, oh my goodness, wait a minute. You want to laugh, you want to cry, you want to make love, that's like you coming, man. But I'm going to tell you something. Then I was like, when the other ladies talk on the phone, I'm going to tell you what I really feel. I feel that you are at the top of it all right now, man. And you know, like, I'll be texting you, I'll be telling you, man, the thing that's got you really moving at full speed ahead is your love for the Lord, man. You love God. And, man, you touched my heart. I was reading one of your blogs one time, and you was talking about you know, I don't mean to take you there right now, but I know your mind always stay here. You were talking about your mom, man, and you got so much love and respect, you know, for your mom, and she's always with you, and you touched my heart, man. I said, if this wasn't my friend, my buddy, my brother, EOTM family with me, I don't know what I'd do with you, Trey Love. I'm sitting here, I'm going to have to let you marry one of my daughters, man. you are the business, real talk. You are true to business, man. And I was reading your little thing. You know, you were talking to Kim Toomey, and I love her, man. And I just pray everything work out. And it's working out. The prayer's already gone. The blessing's pouring down. It's working out. So I just want to let you know. I just called to tell you. I love you, Trey. That's what
and you know what I want to tell you? I want to tell you, Mona, not only I love you back and I appreciate you so much for acknowledging that. And every time, you know, I mean, people be talking about me, say I love to talk. Well, see, I like to talk because I do got a lot of things to say. And the reason why I got a lot of things to say, y'all, is see, God put everybody here for a reason. You understand what I'm saying? Each and every one of us has a beautiful reason. We are all a creation. And I learned a long time ago that my creation and my reason was to communicate to people. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to act and play roles and make you believe something. I'm here to be on the radio and teach you something. God put me through so much and educated me not just in these books that you're given at a school. The Lord educated me, family, in life. And the education that I've learned in life has taught me to be loving, caring, and forgiving. And I'm going to tell you, I've gone through spells where I know young children that are listening to this. And I'm going to tell you to the family, I have gone through spells where, and I'm going to say to everybody who hasn't, we've doubted God. You understand what I'm saying? We
right.
felt like,
right.
oh, my God, I can't believe this is going on. Through this happened to me, and I feel so, oh, my God, this is me. But you know what happened to me? When he said, I'll be getting emotional sometimes. Time, y'all, when I talk about
the things
that the Lord done did for me. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
He pulled me from so far. That's why I'm gonna say this here. That's why I be saying like to anybody that really kind of hate on me, man. Like you really are sick because you don't know. You ain't been on Skid Row. You understand what I'm saying? With no mama, no daddy, no food. You understand what I'm saying? Where was you in the food stamp line? You understand what I'm saying? So when they hate on me, man, I'm going to tell y'all like this, man. That's why I fly so high and I look down on them niggas, man. We rolling.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah. Pull out the dub. It's Fergie.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass.
Take your broke ass home.
L-L-A-N-O-R.
family, I'm back. I just had to clean it up for a minute because, see, the thing is, man, people don't understand what goes on, you know, in a person's world. You know, when you're living this life, man, and you're going through things and you're struggling, trying to do the right thing, trying to do the right thing for yourself. For me being a father, y'all, I'm not just trying to do the right thing for myself. I'm trying to do the right thing for my children, man. I'm trying to live and be a good man to them, you know. I mean, their mother denies me my visitation, you know what I'm saying? I make no secret about that. But at the same time, you know, I still know that things on my end I have to do and I can do better, you know what I mean? So all I'm trying to do is be a better person every day. And the hardest thing to deal with is when you work into and you progressing to try to do things, and then the people that come at you the most foul, the people that come at you with the most venom are between the people that even come from your own mother's womb or your own father's nutsack, the people that come from your granddaddy's nutsack, your great-grandmother's womb. You understand what I'm saying? And the people beyond that, the people that are still human, because we are all brothers and sisters, be it white, black, here, there, or indifferent. So my point is, man, what Trey gonna be about and what I'm gonna stand true to no matter what happens in this life, no matter what happens, no matter what people try to say about me on my meteoric rise to the top, no matter what comes at me, I'm going to say to everybody, man, I ain't going to do nothing but show love. I'm going to give love and I'm going to have love. And if you got an issue with me or the way I handle my tactics, I have no problem with that. But I'm going to say this before I let the other callers back in. Have any of you ever done business with the Archbishop Don Magic Wand? Or have any of you ever done business with celebrities? I've done business with celebrities, and I'm going to tell you this. This is how celebrities handle their business. It's about money. It's about the bottom line, which is the dollar bill. What I've tried to do is give of myself to people just to because I enjoy what I'm doing. I enjoy acting. So if you got a project and you're working on something, I'm going to believe in it right with you. That's what I've tried to do. But what I've come to realize is that this is my profession. This is my business, and I have to look at it as a business. And it seems as if, I'm having things come my way now, so I'm in a position where I can take care of my business. So I'm going to build on this, and I'm going to say to everybody, I'm going to give you as much as you give me. It ain't all about the dollar bill, but we're going to have to come with something, baby, because I'm coming to the table with that Trey Love A-game, and you best believe I'm going to be the hardest cat on the set. I steal movies, and y'all already know that. If you see me in any movie you've seen in, any scene you've seen me in, I'm going to steal it. I steal it from anybody. All right, everybody, welcome back to Q-Roy Radio. I just had to let them know a little something. Who they was playing with out here, boy. I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the Ali of the acting game. Now, let me stop. Hey, welcome back, everybody.
Man, I have never met no one where I looked at their name or heard their name and I shook my head or started cracking up laughing. So when you hear Trey Love, that's what happens.
Okay.
You shake your head like, what are you doing now with your busy body self? Or you cracking up laughing? It's right. Like, man, this boy is busy, but that's first and foremost because the idle mind is the devil's workshop. And as long as you stay busy, you're doing good.
You already know.
Mm-hmm.
Already know.
Mm-hmm.
Mocha, you still there
Trey.
With me?
Mocha yeah. Trey. Never leave you.
You know, Deborah ain't got to talk yet. Go ahead, Deb. And me and Deb, Deb knew me back when I was, oh, man. Talk. You know what? I want everybody else to hush for a minute. I even forgot Texas was on the line. We got Texas all the way in the house, my sister and my children. And they look out for me when I go to Texas, y'all. See, I'm gonna put y'all up on some game. Y'all don't even know. See, these people, what they finna find out, they finna find out a little bit about my secret. They be wondering how Trey do this and how Trey do that. I'm going to tell y'all something. Trey go get money anytime he get ready. I'm telling y'all, go pick it up I go pick it up, I go tell these jokes, and I get right on back. Y'all be wondering how he do this. That's why I'll be running around with y'all. I want y'all to know that. You comics that be listening, and you look, why he do this? Because I could do it by myself, because I've been doing this. Go ahead and talk to him, sis. What's up? Welcome to Gilroy Radio.
I am so blessed just to be able to be on Gilroy Radio. I want to tell you how proud of you I am, and we miss you so much in Texas, and I thank you for what you just said about being in a certain place, because my boys need to hear that. They need to hear that from Uncle Trey. They see one side of Uncle Trey, and then they see the other side. They need to see that, yeah, Uncle Trey goes through things, and I thank you for that. We follow you. We love you, and hurry back to Texas, because we know you're going to the top, and you know we're right here for you for anything you need.
You know, I'm just smiling on the inside, my little heart touch, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to tell everybody, that's my little water hole. Y'all don't know. See, they think, see, I'm going to tell you how it is, sis. These cats come to L.A., right? And they forget uh-huh. there's a whole world. They forget there's a whole world out there. They think this is all we got. This L.A., we go. And I'm laughing because the same thing used to happen in Miami. I mean, these cats, why? I'm going to say this to all comics, all actors, all people that are in the entertainment business, all the people that do this thing, you know, that I do. I'm going to say to all y'all, it's a whole world out there. If you think you are a good entertainer, a great entertainer, and you can do this and you can do that, why? You sit in one city and try to monopolize that city. You're going to make more money abroad. So that's my secret. I'm not going to tell them no details, but like I said, notice y'all, I throw the word tour out there. So when y'all be thinking, when I be telling y'all I'm a superhero and I'm hiding, I be going places, man. Y'all ain't got to know everything I'm doing. I'm a superhero. Damn, would you tell them I'm a superhero? Remember that night?
Nobody believes that. Charlie believes that Patrice is a superhero.
You tell Charlie I am on the track is a superhero. Did he see me on CSI? Did he see what I did CSI?
Yes, and he tells everyone at the junior high, that is my Uncle Trey. Y'all see him? So, yes, he recorded it also.
I wanted them with you. Put them on the phone.
No, Marcus is here.
Hello.
What's up, Marcus? Oh, man. Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, Eddie?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. What you been up to, man?
Man, I've been working, man, trying to stay out of jail. You know what I'm saying? Trying to stay out of jail, trying to stay off drugs, trying to stay away from these loose women. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
I'm trying to do all the right things. I didn't say I was accomplishing any of them. I said I was trying.
All right. Okay.
I said I was trying.
Oh, okay. But...
I'm coming back real soon, man. I'm going to make my way out there real soon. I'm lining up a tour between Texas, Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana. I'm finna come hang out with y'all, man. I'm finna do that like the whole summer, man. I'm finna get out of here. You know, I'm doing this thing in L.A. I'm doing this thing in L.A. right now, this pilot season thing, you know what I'm saying? So I'm getting a couple of auditions stuff out the way, doing my little shooting thing. So once I get this roped off, when the summer hit, you know, when things cool down a little bit, man, I'm going to get out there and come touch y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Come play. Hey,
okay.
Man, you got to say, hey, now you old enough to have some women. You going to have some women waiting on me. You know how I like to play now. Not just that
I
want to do nothing
you,
with them.
I got you.
How old are you now?
Me and my some of my friends talking about they want to take a trip to L.A.
No, don't tell them. Don't come out here.
LA. Maybe.
Tell them don't come out here. Tell them I said don't come out here. No, I'm just saying.
No, come out here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, everybody hold on the line for a minute. Hey, check this out. Hey, give your shout-outs real quick. Hold on the line. I'm going to go to some music, and then I'm going to bring everybody else on. We're going to keep rapping. But give some shout-outs to your homeboys and your little brothers for me, man.
All right, man, give a shout-out to my little brother Harvey, my brother Anthony, and all my cousins and family. Say everybody, we love y'all. Love you too, Trey. Gonna go back to class.
Man, see, they be choking me up, man. Love you too, man. Damn. Man, I'm trying to hold it together. You know what? Man, let me go. I got to play some music, y'all. Hold on. I got to, man, you know what? Let it set you free.
Not everybody lives.
Jeremiah,
God damn it. Who else? I hope I ain't even miss nobody. I thank all y'all, man, that's on right now, man. Y'all just broke the record, man. Thank y'all, man. Thank y'all for that, man. We back on Gilroy. Oh, and my people's out there, Deborah in Texas. See, that's my Texas family, y'all. Before I had an L.A. family, y'all, I've been around for a minute, man, and I got some people still riding, holding me down, man, and supporting me, man. And this is – that go to show. I'm trying to teach people something, too. It's longevity between my relationships. I don't have short-term relationships, so I'm not used to y'all short-term relationship people. That's just in it for the minute. Quick buck. I'm not used to y'all. I'm used to people that's going to ride with me. So that's my
right.
proof right there. And that's just. So welcome back, man. We got to talk about an event that went down on March 5th. I was supposed to host that event. Due to circumstances beyond my control, I was not able to host it. But Mr. Rallo Street had an event. Mocha D was talking about it offline. Mocha D, tell the people how it went down and crack, man. You know what I'm saying? Just.
Man, you know, Rallo TV is the business, and we surely missed you at the event, man. I would have loved, oh, my God, had Trey Love been in the building. I'm not just saying this because it's your show. You know, I don't lie. I ain't got to. Even when I lie, I don't lie. You know what I mean?
You like me. Even when I'm lying, I'm telling the truth. That's me. That's me all day. Y'all better know it.
Man, look, Jeffrey Henderson came there with his spokesmodel. Because, you know, Tiffany, my daughter Tiffany is Rallo's spokesmodel, and she came in there
mm-hmm.
just gorgeous. But Jeffrey Henderson's spokesmodel came through there, and this woman, she had this dress on, man, that you probably would have killed somebody for. Well, a woman would have killed somebody for. I don't think you would have did it. We would have had to find out a new Trey Love. So I wouldn't have killed nobody for the dress. But the dress was just gorgeous, long blue veil coming out of it and everything. But anyway, the event was the business. It was. They had an MC up there. I ain't going to say too much on Trey Love Radio. You don't got nobody because I'll tell you about her in person. But she wasn't you. I'll put it like that. She was not you, okay? But it was good. It was good to get a lot of networking in there. A lot of people came in there from the industry, man. It was the business. It was the business. Everybody came through there, had a good time. They had the vodka coming in from France. They was giving away bottles. If you're from EOTM, you get a bottle. We was loving that. I ain't no drinker.
Wow.
But I gave it to somebody. You know what I mean? It was the business. You would have loved it, man.
Hey, man, I want to shout Rallo Street TV out, man. The brother's done some really magnificent work for myself as well. A lot of my videos for I'm a Rock Her, as well as some behind-the-scenes footage. The brother's done, I mean, shook it and baked it all the way out in Vegas with me, man. Rallo is a very, very, very talented guy, and I'm always pushing his name out there, man, to let everybody know if you got to do a film, a video, independent film, or you need an EPK, all that stuff, man. Y'all go to Rallo Street. TV, man. Go to Rallo Street. Check him out, man. The brother is a genius at what he does. So major, major fat shout out. And I'm glad to know that the show was blessed, man. You know what I'm saying? And I wish that brother much more success, man. He can be making some stuff happen. So let's keep it pushing. Who we got on the line? I know Jeremiah's still here. Shaquise, where you at?
I'm here, baby. I'm here. I'm listening. I'm loving it.
I know you got a rap. I know you got a rap. Shaquise, we got a. Shaquise, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to start doing some other stuff, too. I'm going to start doing like prank calls and stuff, because, see, y'all, I'm learning how to work this Gilroy Radio, you know what I'm saying? You know, the way I can call people, so I'm going to be doing, like, prank calls and stuff like that, man. I'm going to have some fun with this thing, man. So y'all got to get the word out, set people up. And also, man, let me tell you, you know, the show is getting popular. Y'all start sending birthday shout-outs. And another thing I want to talk about, too, a show I really, really, really need the listeners to support. This is no joke. I'm dealing with a lot of stuff, y'all, and as I'm growing in my business and career, I am finding out the importance, the black people, I'm really, really pushing this, the importance of having proper legal representation. Let me say that one more time, family. I'm so sincere about this, having proper legal representation. I'm telling you from life experience, y'all. Having a lawyer go through the door for you, I'm going to say this straight up. That's some pimp SHI. That's for real, y'all. When you just be like, hey, because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to share with the family, y'all. Y'all got to hear this. I'm going to say it like this. No prejudice towards the Caucasian family because I like everybody. I ain't against nobody, but just had a little something with a, you know, Caucasian that felt as if he's just, dang near y'all called me the N-word, basically. I'm just keeping it 100, right? So I was like, hold on, okay. I say, you know what, you'll hear from my attorney. And I'm going to tell y'all right now, I'm not even playing with you. My attorney walked through that door, and things got a little different, and what's so funny about us being black, y'all, and this is something I want to share with black people, what's so funny about us being black, when we come through the door, he didn't respect her as an attorney. I'm going to tell y'all how the game went. He asked her for her credentials. Like, let me see your – I ain't going to say what it is because she may not need y'all to know that or whatever. But he kind of, basically asked somebody if they're an attorney. You have, you know how it is. I got to show you my – I'm going to just say my degree or whatever. And she was like, well, what you supposed to be? He didn't even want to accept the fact that I really sent an attorney to his ass. You understand what I'm saying? So I want to say this to the family. When you're dealing with situations and you're dealing with what's going on and you're ready to make power moves, and see, that's what I'm making in my life right now, y'all. I'm a man. You understand what I'm saying? God has blessed me. I got a brain. And I'm going to tell you something. When I look at any man, I don't mean a white man, black man, oriental man, any other man I look at man to man, I don't think he's no different or no better than me. I can do the same thing he's doing twice as well.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's how I feel about it, you understand? But at the same time, what we have to do, and this is something black people got to learn to do, the same way we got to worry about our health and start going to the doctor and taking care of ourselves, the same
Amen.
Way we need to start watching what we eat. You understand what I'm saying? The same way we need to make sure we start exercising. I'm putting this game out there, y'all. Some of us, exercise just to look good. But here go the deal. I'm going to tell y'all when I got serious. The people like, Trey, you look so good. You lost so much weight, this and that. I'm going to tell you when I got serious about it, y'all. First of all, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I was in a very stressful relationship with this young lady that was just driving me up a wall. To top it off, I wasn't watching what I was eating, and I just was on the go. You know what I'm saying? And you were dealing with all this stuff. Went to check my blood pressure, and my blood pressure was high. You know what I'm saying? I'm at the VA like, dang, you know what's going on? Y'all wouldn't believe, and they tried to put me on medication. And for some of y'all, now, I ain't going to lie, I do believe in this, y'all. Before you go get on medication, because that doctor told you to get off the medication, you better check yourself out. You understand what I'm saying? You be like, look, let me go ahead and do this, that, and get a second opinion, because you don't just be letting them pump you up with that medication. I want to make sure I put that out to the family. Don't just let them give you meds.
That's
so what
true.
I did, family,
right.
I'm going to tell you what Trey Love did, y'all. This is what I did. And when y'all saying, you know, I'm looking so good, I'm going to tell you what I did, y'all. First of all, I know I was posting it out there. I went on a cleanse. Then I started eating after my cleanse. I came back, y'all, I started eating oatmeal every day. And then the thing that I do, family, on a consistent basis is, you best believe Trey Love is on somebody Runyon Canyon out here up that hiking trail. Trey Love is on somebody in somebody yoga class. And Trey Love is somebody Valley's working out on a day-to-day basis. Trey Love walking down
right.
somebody's street. I'm getting out there. And I'm going to tell you something. My blood pressure, and another thing I did too, y'all, I'm going to tell you, that's why you got to divorce these haters, man, because when I got, certain people out of my life too, and the people that come in my
yeah.
life have a good
yeah.
chi and are welcoming, y'all, I ain't got blood pressure no more. You hear me?
Yeah,
without taking one pill, family, and see, I'm that's why I say I know that God put me on this earth to live an example. That's to show y'all. Who could say, oh, well, you know, I got high blood pressure, or I'm going through this. You know what I'm going to tell y'all before I shout my special guest out, because she is on the line, and I'm going to use her as a special guest today because of all she's done for me work-wise and just the credentials this lady has. But I was talking to this young lady about my mom today, and it was so funny, y'all. When I say I laugh, oh, my God. Y'all, I hadn't laughed like this in so long because, I mean, for those of you who know me, for, you know, my background and family and knew how my mama was not no punk. You know what I'm saying? My mama was, real live. You know what I'm saying? She was ready to go at all times. She had one gear, and that was pull the trigger. That's all she knew. She first asked questions later. My mama was, wide open, right? So my homegirl was complaining. I mean, that's how she was. My homegirl was complaining about her mama, right? And I'm like, look, hold up. Baby, let me tell you something. My mama, I'm not telling her something my mama did to me. Y'all, I had went to the Army. See, and I'm going to tell you, I want these black women to be listening to this, too. Stop trying to control your sons after they get grown now. You better let, that's a man now. Y'all, I'm 17,
okay.
I done went to the Army. I went to basic training and AIT. Man, don't y'all know, I came back home, see, I was different. I had I had more muscles than I could count, man. I mean, I had the 12-pack, you know, and then all these muscles, chest, and I'm looking at my mama. But it wasn't no, intimidation because I love my mama, but it was just okay, I done made a little money. I'm different now. Y'all know she pulled a belt on me? Y'all, she got mad with me. I'm finished, listen, I done finished high school. I went to the Army. Y'all, I came home and she pulled the belt on me. I was hey, I ain't gonna lie. Hey, y'all, I was hey, Ma, it ain't gonna be none of that, Jeff. I had to tell her, I had to front all. You, hey, look, you ain't finna just be whooping me. Now I done already been to the army. I'm finished. Like, what you doing? You know? So what I'm saying is, I don't want to hear that complaining about your mom, because I know what it's like to have a rough mom, but at the same time, what she made me do, she made me was strong. So instead of worrying about what was going on at home, I left home. I'm telling y'all, family, I left my house at 17 years old and but was an 18-year-old father, and I'm still pushing today. Nothing's going to stop me. Nothing can ever stop me because I'm strong. I was built like this. Everybody ain't able. Now, I want to welcome to the stage and welcome to the forefront my attorney and yours. People, start paying attention to what an attorney can do for you. You think you bad? Walk in the door with your lawyer. What's up, Ateria? Talk to the people. Dang, she done went to sleep. Ateria. She went to sleep. How you going to have a guest on the show and they go to sleep?
Just like an attorney.
She don't want to sleep.
That's funny,
because she's still on the line.
I'm here. What? You know who wants to run in today?
Hey, y'all, she went to sleep. Hey, I just want to intro y'all that she went to sleep.
Wow.
You didn't talk so bad.
Hey,
talk
you
that
took
part
out of me
sleep.
Today. We did the running all fast and
that is too funny. Hey, look, tell the people what happened with the, I don't want to put folks in my business, but tell the people how it happened when you went to the Caucasian and how he fronted you and everything about my business.
Oh, you want me to get into all the details?
No, we ain't got to say details, but just tell them how he reacted. I would see why, if you was listening instead of sleeping, y'all, you know, how you going to sleep on the radio show? Oh, yeah, and the reason why I'm pushing her, y'all, is y'all going to be having, it's going to be Listen to Your Lawyers on Saturdays, every Saturday. That's going to be a serious show. I'm not hosting that show. That's her show. So what I need y'all to do is support Gilroy Radio. Understand, y'all, I'm doing innovative things. I'm going to be adding more radio shows. It's going to be different things. You know what I'm saying? I may end up only doing the show once a week because, see, God is in the blessing business and my career is moving. So, Terry, give him a shout-out real quick because I want to play some music before I take it in. Tell him what's going on with you.
Hey, everybody, this is Ateria Clark. I'm with the Community Law Firm. We're located at 155 Washington Boulevard. I'm at the corner of Hill Street and Washington Boulevard. And, yes, I've been helping Mr. J-Love with his evil housing people and, yeah, anyone else out there who needs help with landlord-tenant matters. I do handle those kind of matters for tenants and landlords, mostly on the tenant side. So please feel free to give us a call at 866-347-9247, or you can check us out on Facebook at the Community Law Firm and email us at communitylawfirm@gmail.com.
Okay. All right, I want to say to everybody, when you're dealing with what you're dealing with, you know what I'm saying, people try to come at you, and what they don't expect from an African-American is to have proper legal protection. And I want to say to the family, let's start. You know, we got to start doing y'all for real. We got to support each other. So, Mocha D, give your shout-outs. Keith, give your shout-outs. Deb, give your shout-outs. Everybody get a shout-out real quick, and then we're going to go on and take it home. Go ahead.
I appreciate that. Can I say real quick, it's a pleasure to meet your lawyer. You came in just in time because I was going to get my lawyer jokes on with you going to sleep on the line. I was going to let you have it, girl. But, yeah, let me just give a shout-out to you, Trey Love. You know what I'm saying? It's all about you right now, man. I got a lot of people I can talk about, but it's all about you, and I just want to say God bless you, man, and I'm with you 100%. If there's anything I could do for you, I'm here for you, but you know that.
I appreciate
yeah,
that, and I do know that. All right, give
right.
me some Shakeesh real quick.
All right, I want to give a shout-out to you and Gilroy Radio. I'm very proud of you. I am the silent supporter. You know, I'm not going to be making a bunch of noise, but I'm here watching you. So congratulations to you, and I keep praying for you, and I will continue to pray for you.
I need all the prayer I can. Deb, come with it.
Yes, brother, I know you need all the prayers, and we are definitely praying for you every day until your lovely daughters continue to be the strong man of God that you are and a man of integrity. I love you, and the boys love you, too.
And I love my boys, too, man. Oh, man, y'all done made me feel all fuzzy-wuzzy today and stuff, man. I wasn't expecting all this, man. Y'all done irked me today. Look here, we finna go on and take this show home, man. I'm finna enjoy this, man. I'm finna enjoy this moment. And you know what? I want to say that everybody that's in love or everybody that's feeling love and everybody that's experiencing love in any way, what I want you to do, and I don't even mean in that, I don't mean love in that that mother-son or mother-daughter or father. No, mm-hmm. I mean that intimate love. That's what I'm talking about. Ladies, this is what I'm taking us home with, right? And I'm serious. I'm talking to all the women out here. I hope just even with somebody, make sure, ladies, that but I'm finna hook y'all up, though. I got something I'm putting on the market because, ladies, if you don't have nobody to love, pretty soon Trey is going to be there for you to love, and you're going to be able to love and hold me every night. Oh, I'm serious. Baby, ladies, I'm so serious. I mean, I've never been more serious in my life. Ladies, I want y'all to understand. It's going to be like that. It's coming real soon. I'm putting something on the market, ladies. It's going to cost you. Now, it's not going to be, you know what I'm saying, and it's not like I hope your man don't get jealous, but I'm telling you, if you don't have a man, ladies, this song is dedicated to you. You're going to have me every night. Imagine this.
Pregnant. You are pregnant. I leave the club with a girl who has a man and take her to a hotel for just a one night stand. See, I'm a player, so I ain't trying to take her on no date. But much like my patrol man, I'm just trying to take it straight. Until I met this girl in the club with an unbelievable booty. The sweetest girl in the world to me, and on top of that, she's a cutie. I ain't seen nothing like her around here in a while. And if I had a girl, she'd be the one to bear my child. Telling myself I'm a player, so I keep trying to shake it off. But I keep seeing this big old house with a picket fence and a dog. Never felt nothing like this. She's more than a mistress. I'm out to handle my business and put that girl in my kitchen. Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant. That's what I told her.
Right next to me, how'd you like to go on a little trip with your boy Tyree? Raise your hand if you want me to fulfill your fantasies. I can have you co-starring in one of my movies. Tell me what your name is, I can make you famous. We can pop champagne and get right down to sex. Now I ain't got nothing to do tonight, I got away from my crew. I just wanna put something in you, and I can tell that you want it too. I'm ready, baby, you ready, baby. So come on, ladies, let's get up out of this club. Hell's dreaming, restart the party, come on, fuck with us.
Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant.
You want me, baby, baby. And girl, I love you till the sun shines. And girl, I promise I will make you mine. Around the world in and out of clubs, hanging with chicks. And I don't see nothing wrong with having a kid. Sounds like heaven's calling us. And girl, well, it's about making love. If you choose me, I guarantee that the rest of your life would be man drama free. Whoa, I think both of us should leave this club and get somewhere alone with me, where there's no phones to ring and play this fantasy.
Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant.
Don't matter, give it up. Something about being with you make me wanna, baby. Put them pills on you. And girl, give me my baby. You can play all you want, but I know you feel it too. For 3 weeks you've been talking about extra bedrooms in New York, meeting with the realtor. There's something you wanna tell me, just say it, I'll pay it. Oh girl, I'ma take care of you. Still hold you like we've spread news. So don't get it twisted. For 30 some weeks, I'm still going in.
Babysit it, babysit it.
Girl, you make me wanna
you
get
make
pregnant.
Me wanna. And dine, shopping free, you sex with me, See, I'm not cheap or selfish, babe. Girl, I'm just thirsty for that booty, babe. Baby, you look so good, yeah. Baby, it feels like wood. And you look so bored up in this club, so let's go. We could hop in a Lamborghini, roll to my big home.